Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Pat Kelsey's at Charleston now, our city. He's on Twitter Takeover down there, man. It's my man, Pat Kelsey. What's up, Coach?
Boss Man, how are you? It's always such so much fun and such a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, man. Thank you.
Coach, I'm doing well, man. Enjoying the spring weather in ATL, man. It's getting warmer in the 80s, man. So I'm loving it, man.
I know it. I know it. You know, this beautiful city of Charleston, I can't believe I look out my window or walk outside and it's like the Atlantic Ocean's right here and you smell that low country smell. I'm just really excited about getting my family down here. You know, in a transition like this, coaches, you know, we go right away. We're down here, we're working. My kids are finishing school up in Rock Hill and trying to get the find a house and all that. But once they get settled, man, I'll be rocking and rolling.
And Coach, you're in a great situation. Early off this thing, so good for you, man. And you're in Charleston, a great city on the water, as you said, man. In the CAA, a nice mid-major conference with a great talent, basketball talent, great coaches as well. Tell us about this opportunity here at Charleston and how happy you were to come down here and bring your brand of exciting basketball down there to our city, Charleston, South Carolina, man.
Yeah, you know, you said it early there a couple seconds ago that I, you know, give a lot of praise to Earl Grant and the job that he did here. You know, he and I didn't know each other all that well, although we were acquaintances. But, you know, he's a fabulous coach and a great guy and really left this program in good shape. And I owe a debt of gratitude to him. But you're right. This is a phenomenal situation down here, Boss Man. I mean, I think the potential and what this program could be is really limitless. It's a phenomenal city, as we already talked about, to recruit to. Man, this arena is gorgeous. We have resources and facilities here. The administration, starting with President Hsu and our athletic director, Matt Roberts, they have a terrific vision and you know, have conveyed to me through the interview process and showed me every single day since I've been here that that they're going to provide unbelievable amount of support. They're doing that. Very lucky to be around the caliber of people that I'm around. And as you know, in any organization, that's the key. It's having elite people in the administration that provide support. And then, you know, getting players here that really fit what you're about and fit your culture. The guys that are here that I inherited from Coach Grant's tenure have been unbelievable. Have given me everything they got. They're busting their butt. And I've really enjoyed getting to know them and starting to work with them.
Like you said, Coach Kelsey, that administration had been from top to bottom, being there with you, because people only see wins and losses, but you and I both know. If you don't have that symmetry from up top to down to on the court, it's going to eventually fail and break. And having guys who really support your program, pour resources into the program, give you support you need, because that's what all these young men need, support from everybody, top to bottom, Coach. And that helps wins and losses on the court. Because, see, if it's a turmoil behind the scenes, it'll really show on the court. And it all break and fall. It has to be all together, all one, a we mentality for it to work the way it should. And I'm glad you're down there, because I know those people down there will take care of you, make sure that these guys you got down there in Charleston will be all A-OK in the CAA.
You got that right. You know, they say defense wins championships, and there is a whole lot of truth to that. But there's also people that say administrations win championships too. And, you know, I wouldn't be here if I just didn't feel unbelievably good about the leadership that we have here at the university. And I'm very, very lucky to be the head coach here. Excited.
No doubt. And Coach, you have had a great career. You've been around great coaches, you know, who've taught you how to build a program. You get the Winthrop, built your own program, rocked the heel really good, you know, back-to-back champion in the Big South. So they're getting a hell of a great coach, a great person, a guy who knows what this is about. Tell us about how you're going to help build this program, knowing what you've known from your past experiences, knowing the people of Charleston, what Coach Grant did down there. How are you going to attack this coach? I know you're going to attack today, because I know that's who you are.
Getting
the job done.
I'm a big believer that, Boss Man, that the results take care of themselves if you're elite in the process, right? And I know that sounds like boring coach speak, but it's something that I truly believe in. You know, we call it 25 strong here in our organization. And what that means is there's 25 constituents, and there might be 28 or 24 on a given year, but it's all the people that make up our organization, from the starting point guard to the head coach, to the student manager, to the strength coach, to the academic advisor, to the athletic trainer. it's everybody pulling in the same direction and giving a championship effort every single day with elite excellence. In the next thing is the most important thing in our program. You know, I just walked off the practice floor. We just finished workouts for the day. And that's what I told him before we start training. The most important thing in the history of our program is the next thing we do. And that's training at an elite level in this workout. You know, we say all the time that, and I think this is a Navy SEAL saying, but I think there's so much truth in it, that you don't rise to the occasion. You know, and you hear that term all the time. We have to rise to the occasion. We got to rise. I believe that you rise or you fall to the level of your training, and being ready for when the stakes are the highest and the moments are the biggest is done in the mundane, behind the scenes, yes, daily, everyday, boring process. And that's how we're going to build it, man. We're going to build it with excellence in what we do every single day. I think it's important, boss man, that I'm very, very engaged in the community on campus with the student body. I have a lot of weaknesses, as we all do, but one strength I have is my energy, you know, and I think that resonates with people. So as we build this thing, as you know, we build this program into an elite one, continuing to build that excitement around the Charleston community and on our campus is very, very important, so that we have a raucous environment at TD Arena at our games.
And I saw you out in the bullpen, man. I saw you out there, man. I said, Coach Kelsey, I ain't getting it in, man. He everywhere on that campus, man. I'm seeing you, Coach. So you're putting your work, my money where your mouth is, because you are out there in the community already. You haven't been there that long, but you out there seeing you. Classroom, they seeing you. So you're doing it already, man. And people can see you really do care. You're infectious, man. You got the vibe that you want to have around as your coach, man, because you really about it. And so people see it already. I'm telling people, Charles, you got a great dude, man. This guy's for you guys. I'm telling you, man. I got you, Coach.
Thank you, boss, man. I appreciate it. It's funny, you know, that day I went out to the baseball game, and I'm new, man. I don't know where anything is, right? I mean, yeah. I park my car and I like walk around the wrong side of the baseball stadium. So all of a sudden I'm behind the home run fence. And I'm like, where am I? And there's this little like pathway with trees and weeds. And I'm like, this can't be the right way. So lo and behold, I kind of walk through, and all of a sudden I turn this corner and I'm in the bullpen. I'm standing in this stinking bullpen, and these dudes are looking at me like, Coach, what the heck are you doing here? So I got a picture with them. That was kind of fun. And you mentioned last week, we just decided to go on campus and knocked on the door of a classroom. Teacher came and I said, hey, can I come in and talk to the students about the new basketball coach and give some stuff away? She looked at me like I was crazy, but let me come in. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it, man. I'm enjoying it, man. I think it's cool you're doing that, man, because outreach is all – any kind of outreach is good, man. No matter how you do it, it's all to the good, man. Mask is coaching, like you said. Being in Charleston, you can really recruit however you want to recruit, whether it be here in Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, because of where you're at and your sense at Winthrop, and you've been at Wake Forest, so people know who you are. Tell us about recruiting for you guys, and how you're going to get those guys to come on down there to that great city, man, on the water, and play hard for you, man.
No, you're right. Yeah, I think this, we have a great recruiting base just from a locale standpoint. You mentioned, you know, your proximity to Georgia. The level of basketball in the last, you know, 10, 15 years in the state of South Carolina has improved exponentially. You know, we had, what is it, the first and the second pick in the draft a couple years ago, with John Morant and Zion Williamson. You know, obviously the state of North Carolina is an extremely fertile recruiting area. You know, they refer to it as the hoop state. You know, that's right up the road. And then throughout the course of my career, that's where I've been the majority of the time, is here in the Carolinas, recruiting the Carolinas, recruiting Georgia, recruiting Virginia. Obviously, my hometown is Cincinnati, so obviously very connected in the Midwest and Ohio. We've had a lot of success recruiting Ohio players. But yeah, I mean, what do they say? Recruiting's like shaving. You do it every day or you look like a bum. So we're off to a really good start. You know, there's a lot of things we can't talk about yet, because, you know, until they sign, we can't make specific comments about prospects, but we've had great momentum. We've had a lot of success early in our tenure here.
Now, Coach, let me ask you about your hometown, the Bengals. Who should they draft, man? Who should they draft number 5, man? Tell them, who should they draft?
So I'm ate up with the Bengals and the Reds, boss man. You might know that from maybe looking at my Twitter. The Reds are off to a good start, finally, for once. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Diamondbacks, so I'm a little down about that. But I think they're like 6-3. Bengals, man, I've been for as long as I can remember, my dad's been taking me to Reds and Bengals games. I went to – get this, man. This will tell you how old I am. One of my earliest sports memories was January 24th, 1982. My dad took me to Super Bowl 16 in Pontiac, Michigan.
Wow.
Bengals versus 49ers, Joe Montana versus Kenny Anderson. And I was smitten ever since, right? And the Bengals' lack of success is well documented in the sports world, but I'm with them. I'm with them win or lose, man. Every single Sunday, I have my son ate up with the Bengals. You know, there's a lot of hope right now swirling with Joe Burrow.
Oh, yes.
Who kind of has it, if you know what I mean. Obviously, he had that horrible knee injury that seems to be recovering quickly. I don't know, man. I mean, some people are saying that they should draft Ja'Marr Chase, who's supposedly the next Julio Jones, you hear some people say, who played with Joe Burrow. There's a lot of people that say they should draft an offensive lineman.
That's what I think, to be honest, Coach.
Do you?
Yeah. Check his blind side. You don't want his knee to get shredded in again. Check that blind side. That's what I think they should do. Protect that left tackle, as we need to protect my man Joe Burrow. That's what I think, Coach.
I'm with you.